We are turning toward the Binge Club, and I'm very excited because we've got a couple of fantastic shows to discuss with my, no, I can't say this on here, with my favorite female Binge Clubber. Yes. Anzra Janita, welcome into studio. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
I'm always excited to have you. Now, Anzra, you are the digital editor for Good Housekeeping, and you look fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're giving me all kinds of like 50s adorable. Yeah. Okay, speaking of looking fantastic and giving us 50s adorable, our first show today that we want to talk about is Dolly Parton's Heartstrings on Netflix, the 8-episode show in which basically each one is named after one of her hits and based on, I guess, loosely based on the source or the origin of the song.
Yeah. It's basically either a literal interpretation of the song or what the song, the meaning behind the song. And I will say that there is not enough nachos in the world to scoop up all of the cheese that show gives. It is so cheesy.
Okay, so I struggled. Now, we were super excited. We had a chat with Mvelasi, who's also one of our Binge Clubbers, about the excitement and the anticipation of the show. Everybody loves Dolly Parton. Everybody loves what she stands for. Stefan is a, I don't know if one can actually say closeted even. He's just a huge, huge fan. And so every, and even the listeners were like, oh my gosh, Dolly Parton. And then the first episode, I just, the cheese was too much.
Yeah.
And when, it was Jolene, my fave.
Yeah, when she introduces the show, it feels like an after school special when she's like, I'm here in Dollywood and here's all my memories. It's just like, oh my God, what is this? And then, the show starts and it's like, Disney Channel meets Lifetime movie.
Yes.
It was a struggle for me. Normally I come on the show and I'm like, I loved it. It's amazing. Yes. Cheese is great. This was not my cheese.
I think the trouble is, I mean, I don't think we were wrong. I think it's expected that there will be a decent amount of homage when it comes to Dolly. Definitely there's always going to be some cheese. And I definitely walked in eyes wide open expecting some. I think that her execution of it, though, was what was... And that description of Disney Channel, because I expected a bit of Lifetime, but not Disney.
Yeah. I also think that...
And the other actors.
I also think that it's just... I think it's jarring for us because the Dolly that we know is like so iconic, and then we expect everything that she does to be iconic.
Yes.
But what I will say for the show, which is to its credit, is that Dolly is known for pushing the boundaries and pushing the narrative, and she really does do this in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are gender non-binary characters, there are interracial relationships, there's LGBTQ+ issues that she tackles in the show, and I think that's a really good thing that she's still keeping true to herself. By like, her show is clearly aimed at those conservative Americans who may not agree with these ideologies.
Right.
So the fact that she's introducing these storylines in something that people clearly love. If you look at the reviews, critics are like, but fans love it.
Okay.
So it was clearly made for a specific audience, and that audience is eating it up.
Well, they're winning. Rami on Showmax. It's a show about a first-generation Egyptian-American on a spiritual journey in his politically divided New Jersey neighborhood, talking about pushing boundaries within certain areas. Tell us about this one.
I love the show so much, but for a personal reason.
Yes.
Because I am Indian, South African.
Yes.
And I'm a journalist, which if you know Indian people, we're mostly doctors and lawyers and accountants. So that struggle that Rami goes through about fitting in America, but also straying to like his traditions and his culture, is something I resonate with very well.
Mm.
The jokes, there are some very obvious jokes when it comes with the situational comedy, Muslim American.
Yes.
But I think it's such a necessary show because there are so few shows that portray, we talk about this a lot, representation.
Mm.
So few shows that portray Muslim Americans outside of terrorist,
correct,
corner shop owner, taxi driver.
Yes.
And he's just a normal dude. He works at a startup. He has a he has friends. He's struggling with his identity in terms of his religious stance. It's really well done. And what I appreciate about the show is that, unlike your, okay, I shouldn't badmouth other shows, Lena Dunham.
Yes.
The show doesn't solely like surround his struggle. There's episodes about his mom's struggle as an immigrant mother who comes to this country and is struggling to connect, about his sister who's very liberal, but because she comes from this conservative home, how she's dealing with like being a conservative Muslim woman, but also being a modern Muslim woman, which I think is really great.
That's really powerful. And thank you very much for highlighting it for us, because I actually had not heard about it. I understand it's gotten some decent critical response, quite strong critical response.
Critical response.
Thanks. You know, you see, some of us are also dealing with our culture and our English. And I think it speaks to exactly the thing that you were highlighting in Dolly Parton as well, in terms of if the world is introducing and representing and mixing that much more in terms of culture, race, gender, sexuality, there's got to be space for us to really delve into what that means in a world that kind of has a norm to it still. It hasn't shifted with every single individual within it.
And the more stories like this we see, the more normal it becomes. Because if you think about how we, well, my generation, millennials, we've been shaped by what we've watched. And we've been given a very specific narrative for years, which is a very conservative narrative. Even in Disney show, Disney movies, it's always been conservative. But now these stories are coming to light and they're more accessible. And they may not all be great, unless you do love Dolly Parton. If you're a Dolly fan, please watch Dolly Heartstrings. You'll love it. But
Stefan insists that I push through.
I'm on episode 4 and I'm like,
wow, you're strong.
But the fact that we get to see these narratives more readily, I think, is so important.
Yeah. And then finally, not a show, but a film. Britney runs a marathon on Amazon Prime. Video about Britney Forgler, a hilarious, friendly, hot mess of a New Yorker, always knowing how to have a good time. And at 27, her adventures and early morning walks of shame start catching up to her, and then she starts running. This sounds like my early 50s, yeah?
It's easy to dismiss this film from that description or the trailer as just another, oh, it's a girl getting a makeover, or it's a girl overcoming, but it's such a good film. It's very sincerely done. I mean, it talks about being healthy, it talks about body positivity, but also the main struggle is Britney getting over her own internal perception of herself.
Okay.
Like, she starts losing weight as she starts running, she starts feeling good about herself, and then while she's feeling good about herself, she regresses. So it's not about, like, this is a message to the world and love yourself. It's not one of those sort of messagey movies. It's more one of those, here's a story of one woman's struggle and her own internal struggle, and this is how she overcomes it. And that makes it endearing as opposed to just fluffy,
particularly because it doesn't she doesn't overcome it in a straight line, which is much more human.
That
we have setbacks.
She doesn't just decide to run the marathon. She's too broke to go to a gym, so she's like, why would I pay hundreds of dollars to go to this gym when I can go run in the street for free? And that's what starts her journey. So it's also, like, very relatable, because I mean, fitness, I think, has become such a lifestyle. It costs a lot of money to be fit. If you want to go to the gym, if you want to eat healthy, I mean, almond milk is 40 rand a liter, guys. It's so expensive.
An industry all its own.
Exactly. So this is just showing how if you want to find a way, you can, but it doesn't matter what's on the outside if you don't fix what's on the inside.
That is kind of Disney.
Yeah, it is.
But I like the fact that they do it in a gritty way. And in a gritty city.
Yes.
I mean, the New York Marathon, of course, is, you know, world famous. And, yeah, it's a difficult one to do. And, yeah, very competitive. Interesting. I'm keen to check out Britney Runs a Marathon. So, Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. Binge or cringe?
I'm going to cringe it, but with a warning saying that it's not my cheese. But if it is your cheese, if you love Dolly, if you love those Lifetime movies, you will enjoy it.
Correct. I would agree with that rating. Rami?
Binge, binge, binge. Everybody needs to binge this show.
Fantastic. I'm going to. And Britney Runs a Marathon, binge or cringe?
It's a binge. And it's just, it's a movie. So it's a nice Sunday afternoon family movie. Make some popcorn, have some fun.
Okay, excellent. I'm curious if you've seen Servant, M. Night Shyamalan's new show on Apple TV Plus.
I'm nervous about M. Night all
the time. He's creepy. I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to probably add it to Binge Club in the coming couple of weeks.
I will definitely check it out.
Andrea Denita, always a pleasure to have you on Binge Club. Thank you very much for giving us these excellent sort of individual stories of human, I suppose, overcoming. Each and every one of them. Andrea is the digital editor for Good Housekeeping. Yes, Good Housekeeping. Sorry, for 2 seconds I thought I was wrong. One of my very first producers. Always lovely to see you again.